Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, a side story. It's not your usual story. It's a different universe itself. Different characters, same players, and even an occasional guest. Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Side Shot.
Welcome back, guys, to another week of Ready, Set, Roll. This is another side shot edition of our Monster Hunter stuff. I still have with me Ben and Brennan, and Daniel is still on vacation. He has been decided that, hey, I'm going to go take a break. He works hard, so he deserves it.
He got trapped in a bag of holding. Right. He's trying to find his way out.
He better hurry because he only has like 10 rounds of air. Anyway.
Oh, he definitely died last week.
Yeah, he definitely died last week in the bag of holding, if he still hasn't gotten out. So, last week, our group of monster hunters came to a pretty backwater town, and they're trying to figure out what is the nature of this creature that has terrorized the outskirts of the town and is now encroaching in onto the settlement. They found a little bit of lore about the, back in the day, there was a wizard and he kind of like was
a bastard,
said, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to set hell on earth on you. So he kind of held the town hostage for a little bit until the town got fed up with his bullshit and locked him away in a cave. Now, after doing a little quick investigation on the property of, one Zeb, they realize it might not be Zeep after all, his next door neighbor. It might be something or someone. Now, the party has convinced the town sheriff to stay in town to keep everybody level-headed, and they are going to try to find the cave where said evil wizard or Movago is basically his resting place. So, let's move forward. Here we go. You guys have decided to head north.
Following the drag marks into the woods.
Following the drag marks into the woods. Give me a survival check, one of you. This is like your tracking skill, so.
I'm not terribly good at this, unless you are.
No. I've got like a, I've got a plus one.
So. I got a plus three, so shall I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I also need to do my quick rolls for this.
13. God. All
right. And that's good enough to get you there.
Okay.
What did you roll, Juan?
Oh, no, I was just doing my divinity roll, thanks.
Ah, okay. So... You basically follow these track marks into the woods. You notice that a little bit in, you find a mutilated cow.
Okay,
but
so you didn't get
the
too
odd
far.
Thing is, this cow actually has hunks taken out of it.
Just chunks of it gone.
There are chunks of it gone. You can do a medicine check to see how, let's see, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surgical these chunks are have been taken out. It will also determine like whether it looks like something took a bite out of it or somebody cut it up.
Harlan, how well do you feel your medical knowledge is?
Like almost all my other stats based on my wisdom, like plus 3, give or take.
Let's say you'd be a little bit better than mine. I'm more of a bookworm myself.
15.
All right, so that is good enough to realize that this thing, the chunks that have been taken out of it, they were done by, like, something cutting away at the flesh. It's different than tearing, you know, like there is a significant difference between ripping something out, like a hunk of meat out, versus cutting a hunk of meat out. It's a lot less traumatic to the flesh. But yeah, so that's what's going on in this right now in this vicinity. That does look like maybe that's exactly what killed it. Was that it got whatever happened in this area?
So it was alive. It was alive before the chunks were ripped out.
Yeah. Now, give me an investigation check.
God, if I can get above a fucking 10, 11.
I don't know if Harlan would want to try to help or not, but that's up to him.
I mean, I can try. I'm not going to promise anything.
I wish the divine thing was you could pick it after the roll. It's like I have to say it before the roll.
You can also give him the help action, which would give him the advantage on.
So I will give him. Well,
I'll give you help.
All right, and I'm just gonna give the flat 10, so 16.
So 16. All right. So what you realize is around the appendages of this cow, it looks like it was. There are some bruising around the legs. And it looks around the snout of the cow. It has something was like muzzling it.
So it looks like it was like tied up or like rope.
Yes.
Or something constricting it. Well, does it look
something
like
something along those lines? It looks like something grabbed a hold of it severely tightly enough to where it was bound up, like restrained in these would be the word that would be used.
Okay. In investigating the area around it, like, is there anything around it as well? Like, any more? Is there more footprints? Is there anything leading away from this?
What did you roll on the investigation?
A 16 for that one.
A 16. So you do see a couple footprints leading away.
Okay.
But I will say this: in the mud. A little bit farther in, you see these lines. Like there's like a footprint, and then about a foot and a half in, there's like a line, like a straight line that goes in through the mud. A couple, like that's what you see. Until, like, obviously, it's not completely and utterly muddy through here, but.
Okay.
And it's two. It's like on both sides. Like there's two lines, and then there's these footprints on the outside.
Harlan, I'm beginning to think that this necromancy thing or this creature not being at least an original beast is true, maybe favorable opinion.
It certainly looks that way, but I can't help but feel like there's something else.
Considering the chunks being pulled out, I'm beginning to think there may be something tied to that wizard.
I'd say for now, let's continue on to this cave. I feel like that's going to be where most of these answers are.
So I'm going to need two things from you guys. I'm going to need one survival check, and I'm going to need a perception check.
Okay, so my perception's plus 5.
Mine is plus 1. That's also with survival, so you probably do better on both of those.
Okay.
Especially with my shit rolls, because I can't get above a 10.
Do you care which one's first, Craig?
It does not matter. It just depends on what information you get first.
I will aid him in both.
Okay, so
I will let you aid him in one of them.
Ah.
And you get to choose.
Okay, I already did perception, so I'll do it on survival. So perception is 16.
Okay. So with the perception check, you get the lay of the land a little bit. You can notice that the path that Juan was trying to tell you, like, okay, it obviously went this way. The tracks are weird. That pathway, it looks like some of the branches and stuff have been, like, broken. So you can tell that something rather large has gone through this way. the thing that strikes out to you is that above the branches, that they have been broken. So where you would suspect, like, okay, this is the body, if you imagine, like, the outline of a creature going through in this pathway, branches above where you would suspect a head would be are broken off. Generally speaking, any type of regular creature would duck its head down, but it doesn't look like this creature either cares or didn't do it, or maybe it, some other way, but branches above have been knocked and broken.
To that end, with help from Juan, survival is 22.
Okay. So, the survival check is basically to see, like, okay, we're going to assess the terrain. Where is the most likely spot a cave would be? Now, you know that this guy was locked away in a cave towards the north. You are able to find or get relatively close to a cave. Now, I will continue with that 18. Was it 18 or 16? The perception check?
16.
Well, with that 16 perception check, I will go ahead and say that you hear something up ahead.
I'll try and motion to Juan and just kind of turn around and do the, you know, finger over the lips like shush. And I'll try and make it, you know, slink up to the trees on the right or something.
Okay, and he nods and starts moving. He's going to try and be sneaky about this as they approach where this sound came from.
My question to you all is, do you want to try to assess what you think this creature is? Because I will say that you have certain weapons that you have available to you. So, at being, though, that you're in a monster hunting guild, I'm not going to give you guys magical weapons, but I will say that you have silver-tipped weapons and you have non-silver-tipped weapons. Now, in the way I'm going to run this is if you take a silver-tipped weapon, because you're like, say, I'm fighting a lycanthrope or I'm fighting a sylvan, those work better than non, because they don't either do any damage at all or they don't have resistance, or they'll have a resistance to it. I'm going to say it has the opposite effect on, say, if you're fighting anything else that doesn't have silver. If you're using silver on it, it's going to be partially resisted against a non-silver foe, because that's just me giving you the silver weapon.
What about in advance. Magic?
Magic, it's either way, it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like, say if you're using a, I have a silver axe and I have a non-silvered axe. Theoretically, I could use a silvered axe on in D&D on anybody, and it's not going to make a difference unless they have...
Yeah.
Get what I'm saying? But I'm trying to say, I want you to... The whole point in this exercise is to figure out what the monster is before you fight it so that you know how to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why I wanted to be sneaky about it. To see if we can see it.
So,
or get some more clues.
Now, just... So since you guys are sneaking and you've decided to sneak, roll me a stealth and then roll me a perception check, because that's what you guys are kind of doing reconnaissance right now, correct?
Yep. So I've got a 20 for stealth.
Good stealth.
Owls have proficient in it. And my perception is not good. So a 9.
All right.
So my stealth is 17. And my perception is 4.
Okay, so you guys are stealthy as shit.
So we don't see shit.
No doubt about it. But the thing is, it looks as though there's like this craggy surface where it does look like this is where a cave is. Out front, it looks like there's a somewhat of like an altar where you could presume, since this is what you're looking for, is where the tribute would be laid. Let's see here. Juan, you had the better perception. You do hear a noise a little bit farther into, like, this gully, but you can't see a rock or anything. You can presume this is where a cave is, but you can hear, like, a solid hitting noise that's within this vicinity.
Okay, so there is a noise, so we can hear something. So first off, I'm going to cast a second level spell called Fortune's Favor first, because I'm bad at this rolling shit. When I impart, so basically I impart latent luck to myself or some willing creature when the chosen creature takes an attack roll, ability check, or a saving throw before the spell ends, which is an hour. I can dismiss the spell and roll an additional d20, and basically I can roll with advantage on something.
All right.
So I'm going to do that because my rolls have been shite. So the sound was coming from within the cave thing that we think's a cave?
Yes.
Do I want to do this?
Probably.
So, Harlan, clearly there's something up ahead. Do you feel comfortable with being stealthy and trying to get a better look? Or would you rather one of us take a certain invisibility spell and keep going forward to see if we can get a better look?
I feel like stealth is probably our best bet. I don't want either of us getting too far in and cut off. And then they're dead by the time the other one shows up.
All right. If only I had a level 3 slot, because then I could just make us both invisible, but don't.
Curse you, level 4.
Well, I guess with that said, do we want to try and get a better look at this thing? Or, because I imagine if we fail, we're going to be fighting whatever it is, and we haven't really prepared for anything yet.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to end up a fight either way, so let's just take a look.
All right. Well, before then, I'm going to cast invisibility on myself.
All right. Well, Harlan, can you give me another stealth check? And, I mean, I guess I still need to ask you to give me another stealth check, Juan, but you get it with advantage being
21.
Invisible.
14.
Good. All right. So as you guys turn this corner, what you see, do you have dark vision?
Yes,
either I do.
Okay, cool. So what you both see is a large feather-like bird. It legit looks like a bird. Everything looks about it looks like a bird. And it's kind of like perched down and it wings to its side. But as it comes up to the breast of the bird, it subtly turns from a breast to a stag head. And it's got piercing red eyes. That's what you see.
Isn't that a chimera? I wish I had a monster manual book.
Now, I will say that you, based upon its look, you can tell that this is some type of monstrosity, would be the category that it is found in.
And is it just perched there? Is it just hanging out? Or, like, what was it doing exactly?
It legit looks like it's just kind of, like, chilling. I'm not... Unless you do, like, a investigation check on it, I'm not going to tell you anymore. Because, I mean, you guys are just kind of taking a peep.
16, you know what I mean? For investigation.
The thing you notice about this thing is it's not moving at all.
That's what I was curious about.
And it looks like one of the legs is kind of half forward and the other leg is kind of half back. So it's not sitting on its legs. And you all hear this noise further into the cave. Like this ping, ping. It sounds like something's hitting something solid.
So Juan looks to Harlan, and he kind of gestures like, do you want to go in or we want to back off and then go from there?
I'd say let's go look a little more.
Maybe. Oh, wait, I'm invisible. He can't even see me.
You pinch him on the ass and scare him.
Well, Harlan kind of whispers quietly. He's like, I'll follow your lead. Since I'm invisible.
Okay, I will do my best to sneak forward.
All right. As you guys go forward, you see that there are four people, and they are all have like hammers, and they're just fucking waylaying away at this rock. And one of them stops, and he kind of, if you notice, you actually notice that two of them were some of the people that stopped you on the road. One of them, he wipes the sweat off his brow, and he's like, boss, you sure that there's stuff back here? And the one that's kind of not really doing anything and supervising the situation, he goes, I've been speaking to the town, all right, and I've been riling them up. And they keep swearing that the reason why all this stuff is going down is because they quit paying tribute to this wizard dude that got left in here. So if we keep stirring stuff up, not only will we be able to get into this cave and get what that wizard's got, but they're going to start bringing stuff to us, baby.
And looking around the cave, is there anything else of note that they're in?
It looks like they're legit about to break through. Like, it's not going to take much.
Shit.
I'll try and whisper kind of generally behind me because I don't know where Juan is at. It's like, do we stop them?
And I whisper back, it's like, I feel like it's not a good idea because this could get worse if they open up what's ever inside there.
So, yes to stopping them now.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do, I guess, cool monk shit and, like, run forward and do some flips and just, like, channel the light and shoot a radiant blast just shy of, like, one of their feet and just tell them to stop right there.
Criminal scum.
Stop right there, criminal scum. You have violated section code 743.
I've got cool belly ore pans, though, so, like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that definitely startles them. And one of them goes, hey, boss, that's the guy that got Jimmy's shoes all muddy. And then the other one's like,
I'm invisible still. I haven't done anything.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're, that's the guy that was with that guy that got Jimmy's shoes all muddy. And, the bigger one stands up and he goes, eh, well, looks like you didn't pay the toll to get in here. So, it's grass, gas, or ass, buddy. And I'm about to beat that one. And he points at you. So, let's roll some initiative.
That's the guy who's with the guy who got Jimmy's shoes all muddy. 19.
14.
Awesome. So, there are four people here. The guy that said, that's the guy that got Jimmy's shoes all muddy. And he runs in towards Harlan. And he's going to try to take a swing at you. So, let's see if he can hit. That's a natty one. So, he critically fails on his swing to hit you. So, you see his shoes are muddy too. And he slips and falls. down, and he gets back, he tries to get back up, but he slips again in mud, so right now he's prone. Juan, it's your turn. I'm pretty sure the two times that I've rolled so far, I've rolled one. Natural ones twice.
So how many of them is in here?
There are four.
Okay. Well, I will... So, first off, I am going to fly... How big is this cave? How tall is this cave?
I wouldn't say that it's super tall at the entrance. It might get taller on the way in, but right now it's maybe 10 feet.
All right, so it's not worth doing that then. But I'm going to pull some distance, probably about, yeah, I can only move 30 feet. So 30 feet back behind Harlan, so give him kind of the front. And then suddenly an owl pops out of nowhere with his hand out, with his arms outstretched, and goes, "Today shall be your doom." And then the guy who's on the ground will hear this ominous bell sound that fills the air around him. And I need him to make a wisdom saving throw.
And that guy says, "Hey, boss, that's a guy that got Jimmy's shoes all dirty."
Oh, shit.
It's a 17.
And he's going to pass. So he doesn't take any damage, unfortunately. He just,
is that Toll of the Dead?
Yep.
Nice. All right, so he's like, "I ain't heard... Keep... Are you hammering back there still? What was that noise?" So, the big boss guy gets up and he's like, "I told you, it's gonna be ass today." And he, stands up and he's gonna try to rush at you, Harlan. Because... the other dude's way too far back. Does a 19 hit?
Unfortunately.
Alright, so a 24 will also hit. And then lastly, another 19.
Jesus.
He makes three attacks.
It was nice knowing you, my dear friend Owl.
Alright, well, I will roll for damage instead of taking the average, because I don't want you to die, guys. So take... 16 points of damage.
Ow.
Yeah, he came in, ball swinging. And he looks back at his other guys. He's like, "Get that rock open. I'll take care of this, some bitch." So the other two people, they're going to use their actions to smack at this rock to try to bust it open. It is now your turn, Ben. I mean, not Ben, Brennan. What's Harlan going to do with all that junk in that trunk?
I have no junk in this trunk. Only holy... wrath, or something cool sounding, I guess. But I am gonna shoot a bolt at the guy working on the wall. I'm gonna punch like a little energy blast at him.
Okay.
And a natural 20, though.
Ooh, nice.
You just remind me, I have that spell I can use for ability saves.
So, roll me some damage.
Sorry, just one second. I'm making sure I have the damage for this stuff correct.
Is it a spell or like a ranged attack?
This is like monk stuff.
Okay. Well, normally I tell you to just double the dice and roll them.
Okay, so it's 9 radiant damage to that guy. Then I'm going to bonus action punch the guy that just attacked me.
All right. So, punch. Punch, punch, punch.
Does a 14 hit him?
It normally would, but he's going to use his reaction to parry, and it bumps his AC up to 15.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, he's like, I told you, boy. Don't come around my parts. Is that all you can do?
I can do more, but that's all I got.
All right. So, Bandito number one got shot by Roland, and he didn't like it. Or not Roland, I'm sorry, Harlan. He didn't like it. So what's he going to do? He's going to continue working on busting this wall open. He don't want no part of that. So we're going back to the top of the order. The guy that was on the ground is going to use half his movement to stand up. And he's like, listen, guy, it ain't nice to get other guys' shoes muddy. So he's going to rush towards you, Juan, and try to attack you.
How far away would he be from me? Because remember, I'm...
Oh, you said you got 30 feet back.
Behind Harlan.
And, yeah, and he came up to Harlan to attack him.
And he said he was on the ground, and then he got up.
Yeah, he uses half of his movement, so he's going to use his other half of his movement to try to get to you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, because he fell down in front of Harlan, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take an opportunity attack, though.
Go right ahead. They're not the brightest, if you haven't noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Does a 12 hit this guy?
It meets, it beats, baby.
And he gets punched for 6 damage.
All right. He's still up, but not liking it. It is now Juan's turn.
Oh, wait. Well, he didn't do his attack yet. He got opportunity attack, though, didn't he? So did he keep moving after that?
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah, he moved up, but he only got halfway up, so...
Oh, okay.
Couldn't do nothing.
All right. So, is this guy in front of me now? Like, if I move from him, would he get an opportunity attack?
He never got to you.
Okay. How far away is the wall from me that these guys are working on?
I'd say, like, 60.
Well, I'm going to move... Is there a way that I can move that they will be in a line in front of me? And still be, like, 30 feet away, or they're both going to be separated?
From I would say you can get 3 of them, but you can't get all 4 of them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that to get them in a line, and all of them would be within 30 feet of me, yeah? Or be about 30 feet out, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Tasha's Caustic Brew.
All right, that's a new one, so you're going to have to tell me what it does.
Basically, I hold out my hand and a stream of acid emanates from me in a line 30 feet long and 5 feet wide in a direction of my choice. Each creature in that line has to succeed a dex saving throw or be covered in acid for this spell's duration, which is a minute, or until the creature uses its action to scrape or wash the acid off itself or another creature.
All right, let's see how they do. Guy that's directly in front of you rolled an 11.
Nope, so he failed.
The guy that's behind him is the bigger dude that is accosting Harlan. Rolled a 13.
He also failed.
And then finally, the guy at the wall. Let's see what he does. Got a 12. I rolled 11 3 times.
And all of them failed. So now, they are covered in acid.
Yay. Does it do any damage?
It is... Creature covered in the acid takes 2d4 acid damage at the start of each of its turns.
Yay. All right.
Or up to a minute, or until they use an action to scrape or wash it off.
All right. So, it is now the big dude's turn. So, he's going to take some acid damage.
Okay. So, 2d4. He'll take 5 acid damage.
You're right. And then he is going to use his action to try to wipe the shit off of him because he's like, ah!
I mean, it's acid, and I wouldn't want that on me either.
Yeah. One of the two guys that did not get acided, he's going to continue working on this wall, and it is cracking. It is now Harlan's turn.
Okay, I am going to shoot a bolt at the wall guy again.
Okay. The one that's on acid or the other one?
They're trying to break through the wall, or there are two trying to break through the wall.
Okay, there's two of them trying to break through, but one of them's on acid. Okay. So he's tripping hard.
Is the one on acid the one I hit last time?
Yes.
Okay, I'll aim for the same one then. And that's a 19.
Okay. That will hit. It does not matter what you roll for damage, he is dead because he had 2 hit points.
Okay, so that's 7. So...
anything else?
Yeah, I have more stuff. I haven't played a monk before, so I don't have it all off the top.
Oh, they have all kinds of fun stuff you can do. Like, you can use, like, your key points to do other stuff. I don't know what type of class you're playing. Are you playing the Divine one or whatever?
It's like the Light Monk, the Sun Fist. So I'm going to use my bonus action and burn a key point to repeat the blast 2 more times and shoot the other guy.
Awesome. All right, do it.
So another 19 and a 16.
They both hit.
So 14 radiant damage.
Hachi Machi. This guy seems like he's a little bit bigger than the other guys, so he can take a hit, but it is definitely a big hit.
That's my turn.
All right. Back to the top of the order. Benjamin, roll me some acid damage.
6.
This guy, you just see him melt away like in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No!
It is now your turn.
My turn?
Yep.
So who's left? What do we got going on now?
Get the guy at the door.
So you got the guy at the door and then the big dude that's like wanting to fuck up Brennan's day. And he did fuck up Brennan's day the first time he hit him.
Yeah. So the guy. Okay, so is there anyone left with acid on them?
No.
Okay, they're all dead. Good. I'm going to. So I'm assuming there's like little rocks probably around this wall, yeah?
Yeah, that's safe to assume. It is a cave.
1 to 5 pounds, you'd say, in weight?
Sure, why not?
I'm going to cast Catapult on one of the rocks and launch it at him.
Ah, nice. You're using Catapult?
Yeah. He's got to make a dex save.
Always wanted to use that spell, and I've never been able to do it.
Yeah, so he needs to do a dex save for me.
14.
It'll beat, unfortunately. Let me double check it real quick. Yep, so unfortunately he meet it, so he's good.
Does he not take like half damage or something?
Nah, it's just on a failed save, this object strikes the target and stops moving. So it just goes, he's like, okay.
So here's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say he bent down because he got punched in the gut, and then you threw this rock at him, and the rock hit the wall, and then the wall crumbled. Because that's more fun.
That's dumb. Because if it did damage, I could get it, but it stops moving. Well, hold on. Never mind. I just saw this. When the object strikes something, the object and what it strikes each take 3d8, but it's bludgeoning damage. So the wall would take damage.
All right.
It just missed him.
So, yeah, it missed him. The wall crumbles, and I'm going to say it crumbles on top of him. Because that's a lot of damage if it does hit something. And that wall was about to blow up.
Yeah, that's so why I wanted to use it.
Yeah, I will give you that. So he's down, or at least his legs are crushed. Now it is the big dude's turn, and he's like, finally,
Well, let's finish this off so I can get my cut of the loot. Now I don't have to split it four ways.
So he is going to try to attack you, Mr. Monk. I was about to say, are you fucking kidding me? So I rolled two 14s. Does that hit you at all?
No.
Brennan?
It doesn't. I'm just going to bob and weave.
Ooh. And then with his last dagger attack, he rolled a 22.
Level 4. Yes, that hits me.
It's a
d4. Damn it. I wish that ability wasn't just a self.
So let's take 7 points of damage as he stabbed you. He rolled max. With the dagger. He shanked the shit out of you.
Oh, fine. I'm going to beat the shit out of him when it's my turn.
And guess what? It is your turn.
Waiting for a Kamehameha to come out of this bitch.
I can't do that yet, but I can just be firing a tiny energy blast and shit.
But listen, Brennan, what if I say I'm like your spirit daddy and I help you do the Kamehameha?
While whimsical, I don't want to actually like destroy everything in here. I don't need a blue light coming from here going out into outer space, devastating the entire tri-state area.
But it was worth it. Cell was going to kill everybody in this tournament.
Yeah, and it's ultimately Goku's fucking fault because he gave Cell the Senzu Bean to cause all this shit.
What?
They had him on the ropes and Goku's like, nah, bro, have a Senzu Bean so you're full power so we can keep fighting.
Goku's done that like so many times.
What's his AC out of curiosity?
He slows the fight. 13. But he has parry.
Parry! It does 22 hit him?
Yeah, it does.
A 17. And a natural 20.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to get about as close as I can to the Kamehameha then.
Kamehameha. But it looks like when Goku first did it in Dragon Ball, so it was like kind of small, and he shot the car.
It's 22 radiant damage. I'm just going to attack and then bonus action more radiant strikes.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
So, you said you were going to bonus action striking?
That was all of my attacks.
Oh, okay.
It was the 22 all added up.
Gotcha. All right, Benny, bring us home.
I'm going to point at him and go, you, and then you hear the loud ding.
You.
I need a wisdom save.
I will do that, soldier boy. Wouldn't you know it? He's not that wise. That's a 4.
Good. And he's missing health points, right?
Yep.
Instead, so yeah. He's going to take a 1d12 necrotic damage.
Yep.
And I'm going to roll like garbage. And it's just a 1d12 flat, so that's only a 2.
That sucks.
Yeah, got a big die for it, and it's like, have a 2.
But it could have been 12. So, that's what the potential is.
Hold on. I think it's a d20. Yeah, it's only a d20. Damn. I was going to say, I could just use that on it, but it's only a d20.
How about you boys give me perception checks?
19.
All right. So you see something quickly moving up through this cave, like super, super fast. And it's large. And you can feel like a gust of wind blow towards you guys. And you hear this rather large, like, rah! And then through this guy's chest, you see these horns raise this guy up. And he's like, ah. And the thing that they were trying to make out there that's obviously fake, the real thing is here. It lays him down, puts a claw on his foot, rips out his heart, throws it up in the air, eats it, and then just flies out the cave.
Yep. All right. Well, now I know what that thing is. And wait, there's a live one?
Yeah. Well, but it's gone now, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm probably covered in bloody gore of the guy that I was beating up.
A hot one's a bit surprised, because that just kind of happened.
So... Well, this is bad. It got out.
Wait.
Well, that guy's dead. As your eyes adjust to the darkness, you do see, like, this looks like where inside the cave. You see a couple things. Because the fighting's over, right?
Yeah.
So you're not focused on these dudes anymore. Inside, you see the skeletal remains of what looks like a old wizard-like person wearing wizard garbs. Through his chest has been ripped open. There was a cage on the wall, and it looks like a giant bird cage. And it looks like whatever was in that ripped it apart. On the inside of the wall, there are scratch marks where it looks like whatever was in there was trying to get out, which finally got out. But the thing that you do see is there's a chest full of gold and stuff. From the town.
Oh, boy.
I think we grab that and get out of here.
Yeah.
And any other cool wizard things that you might like?
What else? Is there anything of cool wizardry stuff in this room?
There's, like, a couple of, like, spell scrolls. Like, a spell scroll of, like, levitation. One's, like, of, like, lightning bolt.
I'm taking them both because I'm going to put them in my book.
And that's really about it. Everything else has kind of been, since it's been 70 years, just...
running away.
It looks like there's been a couple potions that, since they haven't been used, they're not good anymore.
How'd that thing live for 70 years?
Do what?
How'd that thing live for 70 years in there?
It's magic?
Hatred. Pure hatred. And it's, and it's actually, like, created. But, yeah. So, you guys figured out that the mystery...
Yeah.
Now, I will say that we are running low on time, but I would like to know some feedback. What did you think about this this setting that I put you guys in?
It's amusing. I do think that it probably should have been a little bit more, I guess, witchery, where it's like, okay, well, we now know what this is, so we can actually prepare for it, because... It's like, okay, follow the drag marks. All right, just keep going in. Like, I do like the idea of this, because I've heard this being brought up, because there's a YouTuber who talked about, you know, doing like a Witcher type thing, where he's like, you can set it up to where you could prepare for the monster and get like bonuses for this or that.
Right.
Well, and then I always find the investigation stuff is interesting.
You guys were, like, on it. Like, you, as soon as you were like, okay, so this is some type of Chimera-type monster or whatever, I was like, you all are going to figure out what this type of, what they're trying to at least do. But the bandits were trying to imitate this, and you were on that as well. Like, you caught on to all of my little clues I had left out for you guys. And bravo for you guys being awesome. And I appreciate it. Maybe one day we can come back, and then you guys can actually... fight this monster, even though you don't really know what exactly it is.
It's a Periton.
Per se. You are correct. Did you finally figure it out?
Yeah. I knew what it was whenever you said it had the antlers. I'm like, it's a Periton. It's like bird with antlers.
I appreciate you guys. Yep, a bird with antlers. I appreciate you guys playing with me and helping me out. I know we ran a little long. I'm sorry.
It's okay. 20 minutes isn't going to hurt me. Though I think my girlfriend might be mad at you, so.
Well, if I ever see her, I'll give her a hug and tell her I'm sorry.
I don't think she doesn't care. So you're good.
All right. Well, catch you guys later. Thanks for listening to Ready, Set, Roll, and I'll see you later.
Good night.
Ta-ta.